Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Pushback in Nigeria against blasphemy laws showcases the nation's North-South Muslim-Christian divide. Then, one gospel worker shares the power of Bible stories to introduce Jesus to entire communities. More on that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where an African court of 12 nations has ruled that Kano State must repeal its locally enforced blasphemy laws. Kano officials have responded with pushback, citing the interests of their Muslim citizens. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says an outsider perspective is unlikely to affect local jurisdiction in Nigeria's Muslim north.
When you have a Muslim-dominated area like northern Nigeria, the imams and the spiritual leaders run the day. They are the biggest influencers in the entire community.
More Christians live in Nigeria than in any other country in Africa, but they're concentrated in the south.
It's very much a tale of two stories. The Muslim north that's dominant and the Christian south that is equally dominant.
He says the few Christians in northern Nigeria are crying out to the international community for help. But Kelly says the ultimate answer to Nigeria's northern troubles isn't political or diplomatic. He says Nigeria's southern believers need to engage in the situation more actively.
Because largely in the south, the Yoruba and the Igbo, which are the two dominant Christian groups, have wiped their hands of the issues in the north.
So join us in praying that the church in Nigeria's south would take on a missional mindset towards its northern neighbors. There's more in the full story at our website. We turn next to Algeria, where ongoing deterioration of religious freedom has resulted in closed churches and prosecution charges against pastors. Frank Stevenson with Transworld Radio says, despite the current trajectory, the region is steeped in Christian tradition.
There were actually quite a few key Christian leaders that came from that area in the early few hundreds after Christ.
These days, many believers in Algeria are discouraged by the lack of support and resources.
They might have to travel far to meet with other Christians, or they might feel lonely or isolated, and especially in families. If one family member becomes a Christian, often then it gets really difficult.
Internet outreach is crucial.
But what happens if the internet gets shut down or if there are certain restrictions?
Stevenson says that's where radio comes in, as TWR can broadcast to Algeria from Europe with a strong signal. Regarding persecution in Algeria,
somehow the Lord also provides opportunities for people, even when they're maybe questioned by authorities, to have an opportunity to share the hope that they have.
So pray for strength and protection for Algeria's believers. Beyond that,
let's ask the Lord to soften our hearts, open our hearts to maybe a specific country or a specific people group, specific part of the world, and then let's commit to praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Finally, during his time on earth, Jesus' disciples realized they had met the promised Savior. Their faith spread through generations, yet for many Muslim nations, Jesus' identity remains unclear. A gospel worker we'll call Stephen served in Pakistan, where he saw how Bible stories revealed Jesus' true nature. A colleague visited a village where a sick baby was healed after prayer. The astonished family asked about the power he used, and from there, he shared stories, Jesus calming storms, healing the sick, and feeding thousands, until they saw the truth for themselves. Jesus is more than a prophet. He is the one true God.
Our goal is to take them from misunderstanding of who Jesus is to a correct and full understanding of who Jesus is. And in that, we are making a disciple, because we are not telling them the answers. We are looking it up in Scripture with them.
Through God's word, people's hearts start to transform. Many say the Quran taught war and division, but Jesus teaches love, peace, and compassion. And when they choose to follow him, people become true disciples who make more disciples. Pray for missionaries to have wisdom and patience, and for seekers to discover the truth of Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.